push forward. And the thing is, I had to rate what you've done, because obviously it gives me a third eye on how to open things, bro. Like, obviously, from a person that's from across the world, I have to give you respect, because obviously I find it hard, and obviously I feel like for me listen to your channel, to listen to your thing, it has opened a lot of things for me. I'll be honest with you, like, I have to respect you so much. And I'm only 19, and obviously it's like I find it hard to how to not just open up things, but it's like how to accept things from the past that I can't let go.
Wait a minute.
Every few months, I ain't gonna lie, I need something new to keep me into podcasting, you know? To keep me, like, excited about it. Oh, yeah, you can put this on, too. But, yeah, like, every couple months, I need something to keep me, like, a little excited about podcasting. Because it get hard to do after a while. I ain't gonna lie. It get hard to keep doing it.
Yeah,
that shit's kind of tough.
Like, coming up with topics and just being fresh.
Yeah. Just having energy to do it, you know what I mean? Just period, too.
Right. A new environment, new space.
You know what I'm saying?
You can always look at the camera and see what's going on outside. And that's to give you a topic. I think I heard a couple of gunshots last night.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't too far from downtown, so I ain't surprised.
I ain't too far from where shit gets popping. Murder at, boy. I heard Minneapolis was really bad in the 90s. That's where that murder rap shit come from. The 90s.
I think it was the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the 90s. That shit crazy. I was like,
when you were growing up and shit.
Yeah, when I was over there, basically, yeah. I was middle school and high school. Well, middle school and elementary.
It was bad. Like, do you remember, like, anything, like, actively? It was worse in the 90s, so you were in middle school in the 90s than it was in the early 2000s when you was in high school in the early 20s?
Yeah, that's some of it, too. It was supposedly worse back then, too. But, I always found it, not to, like, serious as I don't know shit, but I always found it interesting, though. With all that shit going on around you, right, you can almost not even notice it if you don't want to. You know, because, like, I don't know, bro. I feel like if I noticed all that shit was aware like that, man, I feel like I would have maybe been more nervous walking to school, walking from school, walking to practice, walking home from practice. Like, I never was, though.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like because I was more of a chill kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my lane, I wasn't trying to be with everybody. I wasn't trying to do what everybody else was doing. I knew what I wanted to do. My sports shit, like, my writing, raps, poetry, like, that was my thing. It wasn't the street shit. Mm. And I guess maybe that's why. I don't know. But I also got guns put on me, put out on me twice. Nigga tried to rob me once. I know my sister one time almost getting robbed, and then the dude was like, oh, damn, that's peace sister. She cool.
Damn.
D-Lo might have been out there more than any of us, and then nothing ever happened to this nigga that I know of.
he was off the porch. He jumped off the porch.
That nigga was more, like, he started selling weed, like, early. You know what I'm saying? Niggas sell a lot of shit. Well, he wasn't even loud back. That shit was quiet. But, right up.
Sounds straight. Reggie Miller.
Hell yeah. 31. Like, for me, for real, podcasting, a lot of time, it'd be like therapy. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it'd be a good time, conversations and, you know, just the company and all that shit. But, like, sometimes that shit really be therapy, man. Even when I'm doing it by myself sometimes. I done been in a podcast with a topic, and I didn't write much down. And as I'm talking, remember, like, shit from my childhood. Like, damn, maybe that's why. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really remember that, but when that shit kind of do go together.
That's real.
But it took me to be, you know what I'm saying, on my podcast with the mic right there, just I'm still talking and just let my shit out. Next thing you know, I done reminded myself about some shit I done forgot about or buried down deep or something. that be the shit about podcasting I like a lot, though, for real.
Hey, man, I still want you to have a real edibles experience. I have you be, like, real life fucked up off the edibles, like, sitting on the couch and not being able to move. Like, I feel like everybody needs to experience that shit.
I think I have experienced it before, though.
For real? I thought you told me you did.
I had edibles. I had some bomb-ass edibles one time, like, for sure. When I was in Arizona. I told you before?
Oh, yeah.
That's the one time I had some edibles, and this shit was like...
Like, that shit, like, edible, they almost feel like you on a different drug. Like, it's not even weed. That shit is almost a spiritual level.
I'm still trying to perfect the levels a little bit, especially when they both pick together.
You think Bron gonna play with Bronny?
You see Bronny first game back?
Nah, I didn't.
Surgery?
They lost, I saw that.
Yeah, 18. I thought they'd be a little better.
They're not going to make no noise in the tourney.
You know what's so crazy, man? There's guys. Okay, let me just prep this a little bit.
Yeah.
Bronny is not cold. He's a really good player. He ain't cold. He's not, right? But he doesn't make bad plays. He reads the defense and the open spots and runs the floor good, plays real fucking good. The first motherfucking play he got in the game, he trapped him in a motherfucking corner and made him have a turnover. First possession, bro. Hit his ass quick. Other team saved the ball, going out of bounds, had a fast break. Here come Bronny out of nowhere, chase down block.
Oh, shit. Like Poppy?
Shit.
Like Papa?
Mm-hmm. And then he took off down court. His teammate got a rebound. Took off down court. His teammate seen him, hit him, set his feet. Three-point shot.
This nigga's still in the league?
Who?
JaVale McGee.
Oh, yeah. I fuck with JaVale, too. My nigga. My nigga, JaVale.
Shaq is clowning.
Yeah, he used to. JaVale McGee don't be acting all goofy no more. He might it might be like one goofy thing
one
per
goofy
season
thing.
Now.
Yeah.
It used to be like two per game or something. That nigga used to always do some crazy shit, bro. It was one per game for sure. I'll exaggerate. At least one per game for sure. Every week he was on that bitch.
Shaq in the fool.
Man.
He's a poster boy.
All-star on that bitch. Oh, I ain't tell you what's going down in my job, though.
What's going on?
So apparently niggas been fucking.
Damn. Having sexual relations?
I'm not super surprised, but, like, I'm a little surprised. Cause, like, some of the people. So, apparently...
Wait a minute!
Nah, y'all gotta subscribe to the Patreon for that tea. Sheesh!
This movie looked dumb as fuck. Night Swim.
Yeah, it looked pretty stupid.
How about you? It only get you when you're in the water. Just stay the fuck out the water.
I know a black version of this movie, but it would end in 2 minutes.
You feel me? I'm telling you. Oh, some shit in the water.
All right, we out.
That's simple.
We out of here.
That fucking stuff.
We get a hotel for a night, at least. And we gonna find
I be wondering,
most
people have these horror stories. They be having like spirits and stuff in their house and all this weird shit happening. Why they don't fucking move?
Jane, is that you?
Like, what the fuck? It's not easy to just up and move your house.
Yeah, I
get it.
But,
God,
but
man.
I value my life more.
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of there. I'm selling that house
selling,
or something.
I'll sell that shit for the dirt. Low. Yeah.
Everything got to go. This bitch gonna come furnished. You can have this motherfucker how it come. All this
I see some shit moving in. Oh, hell no. I'm not. No. I'm not getting somebody to talk to the spirits. Or
man. See, if it was, it like, see, me personally, if it was something like, I seen something at first, it was like, but it wasn't like threatening or nothing. I don't know how I would act. Once something seemed more threatening, that's when I'd be like, all right, well, hold on. You know what I mean?
It's all you. It's all you, big dog.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all you, you, big dog.
Got it, playboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they gotta be on some bullshit though.
Hey, yo, Spirit, I just pay my rent. Can I at least get to the end of the month?
Let me get these 27 more days, man.
Come on.
Let me get these last 27. Try to figure something out.
When you were growing up, what'd you want to be?
My mom's second boyfriend that I can remember said that I want to be a wrestler. I don't really remember. No, you know, he said a bodybuilder. I don't remember that. That was like back in the time where I don't really remember life much at all anyway.
But this is what they told you that you said?
Yeah, he told me. I used to say that.
That's funny as hell.
As far back as I can remember?
Yeah.
My shit was motherfucking football. I wanted to be going to NFL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then like when I got to the realization that like that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I wanted to be some kind of writer.
Oh, really? I ain't know that about you. Shit, you can still do that.
Yeah, that's my shit. I ain't gonna lie.
You still do that?
It kind of turned into some type of speaking arrangement more than writing, though. Mm. But yeah, both of those two things, like, that's like whether it's somewhere I'm talking or writing, that's like what I would like to do.
James Harden.
What you want to do when you was younger?
Shit, they changed a couple times. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be in the NFL. Then this dream is still kind of alive. I had this, then like my last dream was just like to own my own business. Like I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
That doctor shit, I used to... hear people say that shit and be like, man, I don't know.
The doctor shit was kind of pushed on me just because I was really smart as a kid, and that's just what everybody assumed I was going to be. Like my parents. And yeah. Like this girl, like my, just kind of sound kind of lame, but like my little kid girlfriend and shit, well, I still see her to this day. She's the first thing she says. First thing she says to me is like, I remember when we were kids, you used to say you were going to be a doc. She didn't say that. She's like, man, I thought you were going to be a doctor when we were kids. She says that shit to me every time I see her. She's like, man, you say...
I'll get mad after a while. Like,
she's like, I'm like, I was 11. Like,
man.
Like, come on.
That reminds me of like when people try to like remember me or treat me as the person I was when I was like 18. 17, 21.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nigga.
They've done a lot of growing since then.
They'd be like, man, nigga, you know you are. I'm like, nigga, okay, when I was like 21, that was like 16 years ago, nigga. I was like, I wouldn't do that shit now.
Yeah.
Man, that's your shit right there. Nigga, that was 15, 16 years ago, nigga. That's not my shit no more. That's one problem about being around people who know you for the old you.
Yeah.
They kind of don't allow you to grow.
Right.
Especially if y'all, like, didn't hang out for a few years, and then you evolved in that time, and they didn't.
Yeah. That's why all my people that I still talk to, I expect growth. Like the basis, the reason why I fuck with them, still the same. But, like, otherwise, like, you know, they've matured in other aspects of life. Where we can connect that.
Right.
It's like, oh, like, you're not going to be talking about some shit. Like, I'll be like, come on, nigga. We passed that. Like, you know? Or, you know? I'm not going to go into specifics, but just, like, there's just certain shit that
I get some example. I had to put this shit on Patreon, though. If I get some example, I just say some motherfucking names. I definitely know some motherfuckers I used to hang with that I feel like they didn't evolve much, and I couldn't hang with them today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because if you're still doing that shit, it's like
you still on that?
Like, even, like, for example, like, even in my early 20s, there was niggas I was kicking it with that were still acting like we was 16 and 17 and shit. Yeah. And like, and that shit got dead. Like, nigga, I'm not gonna give I'm not gonna give any specific names, but just like, nigga, go home, bro. We can't just kick it for 3 days in a row no more. Like, niggas got life. Niggas got work. Yeah, niggas gotta, like, nigga, go home. We can't kick it for a couple of days, though. You can't just be here for...
I say 2 to 4 years after high school, in that time period.
You shouldn't be kicking it with your nigga for 3 straight days and shit. Like, come on, nigga. We'll be productive.
You see which homies is going to be the ones you can end up, like, kicking it with for real long term, the ones that y'all going to just fade away. You can tell in the first 2 to 4 years after high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Cause you get 20 years old, they still be in that high school shit. 21, they still. Okay, cause you 19, you already be tripping like that.
Exactly, cause
when you turn 20, like, it can go either way. But by 21, you should be off, like, fully off the high school stuff, like, where it's like fully. Nah, we ain't doing that.
Like sharing one blunt with five heads.
There you go. Real shit. That's funny as hell, but hey, that's actually a good fucking example.
Like, niggas really, like, used to be on that, like, that was seriously how they was getting high that day. Like,
man.
Like that one blunt that you providing that two niggas contributed on.
Man.
But there's gonna be 3 or 4 other niggas in the rotation.
Hey, they didn't buy the blunt. They didn't do nothing. They didn't call the weed, man. They didn't have a cell phone to call the weed, man. All they got is their lungs.
What we used to say back in the day is, like, when niggas would pull up and wouldn't have nothing to match, we'd be like, oh, shit, oh, you don't got nothing to match. Or you, then whoever it is would be like, yep, I ain't got nothing. All these, I'm just going to roll up these hopes and dreams. But
no.
Yeah, nigga, you better roll up to them hopes and dreams because you're hitting this.
Hell no.
You know what used to be annoying? Because I was like one of the first niggas in my friend group to like have a whip or to drive. Niggas used to just expect like getting smoking you up as compensation for rides.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, this weed does not fill up my fucking gas tank. I don't know if you've ever been through that, but like
through all my early years. Hey, bro, can you rub the same Paul from Blaine? I'll smoke you.
Oh.
Man, what the fuck, nigga?
This
nigga, act like if we smoke in the car with the windows up, the motherfucking smoke gonna go into the gas.
Yeah, the gas gonna go into your nose.
Hey, how that shit work? Hell no.
I'm not gonna lie, I say this, but this was like after a couple years of me growing up a little bit, but like, man, niggas was down the fuck bad when niggas was like 16, 17. Niggas.
Yeah.
They just choose weed over gas all the time and have no gas in the tank, man. Car breaking down, just some dumb shit. It'd be 5 niggas in the car with one blunt, no gas. All that shit, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
nobody able to contribute to gas.
Hell no. Yeah, y'all niggas is wilding.
Yeah, bro.
I'm trying to think if I ever
there was like a month niggas broke down like every Friday. I remember. Like every Friday. It was a thing.
Niggas had all the ducks and shit.
No, niggas broke down like for not having gas.
I'm not talking about the
whip broke down.
You said once a week?
Yes, man. Oh, this nigga's cold.
Break dancing.
Yeah. That's something I always wish I could do is not break dancing, but dance.
I was gonna say moonwalk.
Nah, not moonwalk. I wish. Hey, but like the thing here, here's my thing though, like on my skill of dancing, I'm better than your average white person. I can say that, bro. I can say that I'm better than your average white person, but I ain't got that gene. You know, I ain't got that straight. That straight, I mean, you know what I mean? Where, like, the music, you just you feel like I got cousins who can dance their ass off. And that shit, I was always jealous of that shit going on.
Yeah, I feel like my my family danced pretty well. I'm not a dancer. Never been a dancer. Like, I got rhythm and shit. You feel
I
me?
Say
but
niggas don't dance, just pull up the pants. You feel me? Lean back. Lean back.
Yeah, I'd be more smooth with it. I don't know, man. I posted a video a couple times.
I'm West African, so, you know, it's part of our culture. You
if
know.
I get drunk. Man, black folk, you know, black folk dance, period. Everybody's African
bro.
Descent is
yeah,
like
that's
dancing
what I'm saying,
in our
bro.
Shit.
Like, dance is part of us.
Yeah,
culture,
that's why I hate
bro.
The fact that I wasn't, couldn't really dance. I was like, damn.
Me too.
If I go to a club because I'm black, yeah. I dance with a girl, she expect I know how to dance.
Yeah.
Like, off rip.
Whoa, wait, hold up. So, dancing with a girl is different. I could do that all day.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy.
If it's like some, like, say,
but
we both doing our own separate shit. Oh, hell no. But hold on. People don't even do that shit these days, bro. Like, what? I don't know. Like, no parties or clubs
right.
I've been to.
Right.
Motherfuckers, like, hey, like the old school TV show, 90s TV show. Hey, you want to dance? Want to catch a dancer? Nah, it's like you getting swerved on.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, or like you getting up, like, if you go to an African party. If you're not getting swerved on, you catching the rhythm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you've been to African parties, bro.
No,
like
that's something I don't think I have.
What? Never doing
African girls.
What?
Too.
Oh man, I don't. Yeah, they.
Yeah, I don't want to lie. I don't think I have. I'm not really sure, but I don't think I have.
Never joined a little line, y'all. You ain't deep in the culture like that.
See,
man.
I've seen it because like my homegirl Josie, my ex girlfriend. Well, no, I ain't date her. I ain't date.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, my homegirl Josie, yeah, her ass. I didn't see her doing it. Her sisters and cousins and all them.
Yeah, man, you got two,
Josephine.
Hey, it's not that. Yeah, that's such a Liberian girl name. But you gotta you catch the rhythm, bro.
Yeah.
Catch the rhythm, man. You gotta hit a two step with it. You know, and that's pretty much it. You catch the beat, and you go, yeah, man. So I was all salty. I wasn't a better dancer. But like I said, better than your average white person. And white people out there, I know some of y'all can dance, but we all know a majority of y'all can't dance. I feel like that's just one stereotype that everybody agrees on. Like, that's shit.
No, that's facts.
That might be like the one stereotype. Like,
bro, you go past, I
remember
I went past the white
on.
Club one time. Oh my God. I wish you had a camera right now so the audience can see this shit. Man, I walked past that bitch. All I see was motherfuckers jumping and doing this shit. I'm like, everybody's
hell
jumping
no.
or doing this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I say, man, I go on that bitch and kill it.
If you a nigga and you can dance and you go to a white party, oh my God, you are the star of
lit.
The show.
You lit.
You gonna get attention from everybody.
Oh,
going back to the white people who can't dance thing, I do want to say a shout out to my white homeboy, man. My nigga Austin, that nigga actually got some moves. I'm not going to say he can dance. He can hit a little two-step, though.
Yeah,
he can hit a little two-step. He can keep up with the little African parties. But this nigga, he got a little bit of Ecuadorian in him, so it might be the Latina gene. That was a nice little jumper by Devin Booker.
A little Kobe-ish.
And they think he Kobe.
He do.
It's funny as hell. All these young niggas that think they Kobe, they never succeed in the playoffs.
Man,
the niggas make memes out of them. It's funny as hell. I remember when remember when was it last playoffs or 2 years ago when Jason Tatum sent a tweet. He sent a text to Kobe. That nigga was getting clowned on the internet, bro. That shit was hilarious, bro.
I feel like the world forgot about that one.
That shit was fucking hilarious. I feel like, yeah, you're right.
People forgot because he's so cold and he went on the.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was just jokes.
Oh, that shit.
It was just jokes, though, but because they lost.
Nigga, to me, they lost. To me, honestly, bro, that shit was a huge deal. He should have did that, man.
Yeah.
He should have did that. Now, if they would have won it and he showed the messages and he really done did it like way before they actually
before
won
the
it,
game,
that would have been nice. That would have been like, oh, damn, that nigga was on it. Fuck it, Kobe mentality.
Yeah.
But, nigga, you do that shit, you go out there and fucking lose. You look stupid.
That shit was hilarious.
Keep that shit to yourself. TMI, nigga.
He looked like that try-hard kid in gym class.
He got the headband.
Taking shit way too seriously.
Come
nigga.
On!
Like, nigga, chill, bro. I hate it when we was playing a sport in gym class that, like, some, like, soccer or something, and somebody on the soccer team was in that gym class. And these niggas wanted to show that, hey, this is how you play. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. We do not care,
it's
bro.
Like, bitch, we are in gym class, nigga. Real. This is not one of your motherfucking soccer meets, nigga.
But, like, nigga, we just play this damn game so we can get our our grade and go home.
You know what I'm saying? No, I feel you on that shit. Even though if they did this football drill type shit or some basketball type shit, nigga, I would go.
I didn't take that shit serious. I did go hard with it. It was my sport.
Ooh, shit.
Draymond's dirty as hell. He did that shit on purpose. He tried to make, you see how he tried to make that shit look like an accident? You see that, right? No, don't even defend it. You see that, right? Don't even defend it, bro. You know what he was doing. He knows what he's doing, bro. Look at that. He smacked the nigga in the face. He straight up smacked him in the face and tried to make it look like he was flailing. Look, his arms were just, ugh. Bro, I have to throw hands. See, that's how old school niggas call today NBA soft.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
That's why old school niggas call him soft, bro. He literally just smacked him in the face and trying to make it look. He's just explaining to the coach that it was an accident. No, Draymond's honestly just hilarious, bro. Bruh. This thing is funny as hell.
He did
bro.
Pull that first arm away. Like
there was nothing holding that arm back to say that he was. Draymond's actually funny, bro. He's gonna get teed up for that, bro. I'm finna put it. You better start a new. I'm about to open up this window, bro. I cannot just be hotboxing this bitch like.
Oh damn! Oh shit!
Wait a minute!
First of all, man, Travis Scott is a terrible.
It was like
person.
A gif or something. Like it was just playing back and forth. Like just kept going. Like you can't even like.
No, I'm trying to get into it. Hell
no! The Louisiana teacher that admitted to feeding her students cupcakes that contain her husband's sperm.
And where's the Dave Chappelle?
Mixed reaction because I thought it was funny. I was like, wait, is Pat Bear really crying right now? No, Cat really kissing his girl?
Does it make you like harder to listen to his music? Is it like you view it differently? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't use the word hard, y'all.
Holy shit, bro. Fuck.